What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your host, Ann Catherine. Solo episode today, and today we're going to be talking about what to do when you've hit a wall. And this is because I have hit a wall, as you can probably imagine. We always talk about things that are kind of relevant or happening in our lives, and this one is very relevant because this is happening as we speak. So it's Sunday when I'm talking to you right now. This episode is going to go out like midnight tonight, so pretty much Monday. But I've left this recording to the last second, and I had a couple other ideas floating in my head, had a couple of other episode options planned, and then this morning I woke up and I said, no, I've hit a wall and I'm going to talk about it. And honestly, I'm glad at this point that I've waited until the end of the day because I've really turned my day around. I haven't like kicked it into high gear or anything, but I have not let the day go completely to waste, and I feel like I'm getting my energy back up. So I will start by explaining why I have such a little energy, and it is because I can't believe I've made it this far. This is the first weekend in maybe 2 months. And I know that sounds like an extreme statement, but the first weekend in like 2 months that I haven't had it fully booked, fully planned out, like booked and busy. And this is because I've either had people staying with me, Caroline and I have been away traveling, or I've been away traveling, or like birthdays. I feel like there's been so many birthdays recently, which gotta go hang out socially if it's birthday. But all that means that I've had such minimal relaxation time because trying to like cram everything in, I gotta be waking up early, I gotta be doing my things, and I've been so excited. Like this entire week, I've been thrilled, looking forward to the fact that this weekend I didn't have any big overarching plans. So let me walk you through my weekend real fast. Friday in the morning, I early went to Core Power, which is like a heated yoga. We did yoga sculpt with one of my friends who, this is my friend from home who has recently moved to Boston. And you'd think that we would see each other all the time now that we live in the same city again. But no, we see each other. Like it is now a joke. I think I saw her more in Boston before she had moved here because she would just come down and visit. Like we've both been so busy, which is so fun because there's so much content to catch up on, like work content, life content, other friend group, which is so lovely. But I think it's so funny that we've had such a hard time getting together recently. The last time I saw her was for her birthday, genuinely 6 weeks ago. And we're like, hi, it's been too long. Like we're doing this. And this weekend I actually saw her twice. So then we were joking, not seeing you again for like another 6 weeks. That was really fun. I haven't done Core Power in so long and it didn't feel that difficult, which I was so expecting it to be very, very difficult because the last time I did Core Power, I remember being like done and dusted at the end, like could barely make it through the class. Like it was so great. And this one was very good, very challenging, I will say that. But I was not like huffing and puffing and super out of breath. But the next morning I woke up and I was definitely feeling it. So then that Friday I just like worked and pretty much did nothing, which is lovely, let me tell you. Lovely. And then the next morning we all woke up, I picked up Caroline and her roommates and we all went to the gym and like did a big workout together, which was also very, very fun and challenging. It's always interesting to like work out with other people who have different experience levels in the gym and have different interests in the gym. So we kind of did a mixed bag workout and everyone added something. / Caroline's training for a high rock. So we did that, which is like you run a kilometer and then you do an exercise like skier, sandbag lunges, like burpees and then a jump, the whole nine yards, which is very, very challenging. And we've done a workout for it like twice now and it's very, very fun. Again, exhausting, but that was quite literally the only thing I did in my day after, I mean, we went and got coffee after and then I like went home on Saturday, did some work. And then that night I was absolutely not, we had plans to do a girls' night out and I was just, I knew I was gonna bail because everyone was like, oh, we'll go early so we can get a table at this place. You don't do reservations, the whole thing. In my head for the past week, I have been saying, oh, we have to go super early, like 5:30, like a happy hour situation. Sign me up. That sounds so great. I'm like, 5:30, I can't wait. I will be there. It's walkable from my apartment, which I don't know why recently we haven't been that many places that are like walkable from my apartment. I live in the South End of Boston. A lot of places are walkable. We've just been choosing places that are outside of all of our neighborhoods. So I was thrilled to be able to walk, you know, it's not going to be dark, 5:30. And then during the day, they're like, oh yes, we'll go early around like 7:30. It's not late, but when I've been primed that we're going at like 5:30 and I'm going to be home in bed asleep by like 9 on a Saturday night, like that's so perfect to me. You get the best of both worlds. Excuse me? What is your plan with this? 7:30 turns into everyone's going to be late. It's going to be 8:30. We're not going to get there until 8:30. Then we're going to have to wait for a table. whole thing. That was sending me off a cliff thinking about how little energy I had for that. Thank God everyone was on the same page because I so would have bailed. And like my sister and her roommates are like our girl best friends. They know I would have bailed on that. But then everyone else is kind of in the same boat and bailed. And we ended up going to some candy store. Like I went, it was also rainy and disgusting. And someone had wanted to try this like Swedish candy. There's a new candy store in Boston. So I went and picked them up. We went and got candy. Like that was the evening. And it was the best turn of events I could have asked for. So that like slower night gave me a bit of an energy boost. And then today is where I've really hit a wall. I had a boxing class in the morning. I woke up, I said, canceling it. I sleep with my window open and heat off window open, which means in Boston, frigid in the middle of the night, frigid. And it was so cold last night in the best way possible. I just like loved it. I needed to sleep in until like 9 and just stay with the cold, like the wind on my face, like bundled in a blanket. It was perfect. So I canceled my boxing class. And that is where I start turning my day around and realizing that I've really hit a wall. So I'm going to give you a couple steps of what to do when you've hit a wall. And I say these steps as the things that I did today that like picked my day up. This day could have gone to shit. I could have like sat on my phone, scrolled the entire day, done next to nothing. And don't get me wrong, I did close to next to nothing, but it was still semi-productive. So I'm going to walk you through what I did and what I typically do on a rogue day like this. This is obviously not every day. This is like a rare occasion when it hits. Like if you're doing this every day, it's not going to hit like it did today. But if this is like a one-off, you know, once in a month, like once every few weeks situation where you have a day where you can just clear your day, start fresh, like do what you want, really get some like slower, more housekeeping tasks done, like that's perfect. I also want to take a second to acknowledge the fact that like a few years ago, this day and this like crash out, this experience of the past like 12 hours would have made me crash out. But, and I think that is a perfect level of not giving a fuck in the sense of like, not giving a fuck in the sense of like going with the flow, just figuring things out, no stress, like not creating additional stress for you. And I'm gonna throw Karen under the bus right here. She was creating additional stress for her today. There was a line, we went to go get coffee and there was a pretty long line. But this was a place that like we haven't been in a while and I really like, and I told the owner that we were going and that we were super excited and like, cause we haven't seen her in so long. And so I was like, no, we're sticking this out. And she was in a bad mood. She was going rogue. She was like, I'm uncomfortable. I'm cold, like the whole nine yards. And she didn't like waiting in lines. When it was a little moment outside, like obviously it was cold. It wasn't the most enjoyable, but like see the pot of gold at the end, like there was a great latte waiting for you. And I even paid for it. Like take a deep breath. That stuff has just not been bothering me today. And thank God, because if I was in that stage or even like if I was stressed in like crash out level, which don't get me wrong, I will get crash out level if I'm super stressed, but I have not. I'm there very rarely these days in the past couple years, like very, very rarely. And I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy that. And I'm very proud of that, especially given the fact that I would have crashed out, get this whole like podcast set up today. I couldn't find a micro SD card to like go into, like when you need an SD card to go into the like mics and system that we record on. So then you can get the file and edit on your computer, but it needs to be a micro SD card. I couldn't find any micro SD cards for whatever reason. I could only find the normal size SD cards. So I said, that's fine. I'll just use a plug-in mic to my computer. Don't have any of those. I don't know where they are. I know Karen, I think has two because we lent them to someone and then they got returned just to Karen. So Karen has two, which is great because I have the other podcast equipment. So when she does her solo, she uses those like that. That's the breakdown. But I was like, what am I going to record on? I can't just speak into my computer. It's going to be terrible audio. But what I did find was like little clip-on mics. And so that is what I'm recording. I just need you guys to picture me. I'm not even holding the mic. I did clip it onto my shirt. So it's just a mic floating on my shirt recording me right now. But then it wasn't working. So we record into this one software that is like audio editing software. It wasn't, for whatever reason, it was not picking up the mics. And I know that it does pick up because I had tested it. I had done this like last week for a different project. Like I know this works and I know how all the inputs work on this. Like I unfortunately know this software inside and out because we've been doing this so long. So now I'm recording on a video editing software, but I'm only recording audio and like it's totally fine. It works the same, but it's just a silly concept. But that wasn't working and I had to like go change all the settings. And what had I not known, it would have been extremely frustrating. It was still very frustrating, but like I'm very proud that I, one, know all these things, because that's kind of cool. And two, am okay with things going wrong or going awry, like today. So I'm gonna break down what I did today to fix my day from going completely awry and from crashing out and getting upset that I've hit a wall with energy and maybe couldn't do everything that I had, my big plans for the day. So step one was clear my day. So clear your day if you can, start fresh. This doesn't mean don't do any of the things that you may have had planned, but I like starting from a clean slate and then choosing what to do and what not to do from there. So like I said, I canceled my boxing class. I did keep our plans to go get coffee though, because like I said, one, I had told the coffee shop that we were going, and two, I thought it would be a lovely, lovely activity. And it wasn't like it wasn't super early. We were shooting for noon. I just felt like that was a great one to keep. It would get me out of the house for once today. And then if I wasn't getting out of the house for the gym and listen, waiting in line, that was fresh air and outside time. So that was perfect.
While you're doing your spring cleaning, why don't you clean up the languages you know? And by that, I mean check in and practice the languages you already know or pick up something new. Rosetta Stone is the trusted language expert with 30 years of experience, millions of users, and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone is the go-to language learning solution. You can learn faster and retain longer because Rosetta Stone immerses you in your new language naturally, which helps you think and communicate with confidence. And you know, Growth with Goals listeners, it's all about confidence. And long-term means long-term because you can learn for life. And with Rosetta Stone, long-term language learning means long-term because you can learn for life. Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership gives you access to all 25 languages so you can learn as many as you want and whenever you want. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Growth with Goals podcast listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That is unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get 50% off today and to start learning today. I know firsthand how much stress can mess with your hormones. Between work, life, and everything else, it's so easy to feel completely out of balance. And I know I'm not the only one here. That's where Happy Mammoth comes in. Now, you know we love Happy Mammoth products, and I want to tell you about their product Hormone Harmony and their new Hormone Quiz. Hormone Harmony is an herbal formula that fine-tunes your hormonal system. It doesn't just help with estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. It also helps with stress hormones such as cortisol, a little troublemaker that can contribute to so many frustrating impacts. Happy Mammoth now has a Hormone Quiz that helps you get to the root of your concerns and even provides some clarity and peace of mind into what's going on with your hormones. After taking the super quick 2-minute quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today. Find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire order with our code GOALS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code GOALS for 15% off today.
Step one, clear your day if you can. Obviously, if you have like scheduled appointments and stuff that you can't miss, don't do that. Don't cancel them. Don't get a cancellation fee for anything on this. But if you need to cancel things, by all means, do it. I love starting with a clean slate and then choosing what I think is valuable after evaluating like my energy levels. Step two, clean your space. And I know I say this all the time. I love a clean space. And I clean my room very frequently. And by that, I just mean I like pick up my room and put things away so it visually looks clean. But I'm talking deep clean, not just to pick up. Like I had my over-ear headphones on, I had sweats on and a sweater. Like I was cleaning out bins. I don't really have shelving in my room, which is not a great thing. Like my desk doesn't have storage. I don't have like, what is it called? A dresser. Things with drawers. Like I have my closets just out in the open. So things that I have to like keep in my room that are not on display, which is literally everything because I don't like having things on display, go in like a little organizer box that is just under my bed. And as you can imagine, that gets a little messy. Like when things are out and about, they're all over the place. And there's obviously things that you don't need. I can go through that like 10 times and each time find something new that I don't need that I can give to someone that is like an empty bottle, something that I don't need and can be thrown out. Like do a deep clean because I'm sure you're not fully doing that often. So in a day when you have no energy, just like put on music, do something else in the background and mindlessly go through things. It's very calming and very therapeutic, at least to me. Or like change your sheets, wash your duvet cover, do something that you wouldn't typically do on just like a standard pickup, and do this slowly. This is enough. I wrote this down as 0.5, but like we're gonna bring this up to this point. Do things slowly. Like there's no need to be rushing through them. There's no need to be going crazy, like stressing yourself out over this. Like this day is now for rejuvenation and still like being slightly productive so that it doesn't feel more draining. It feels like rejuvenating. And part of that is gonna be taking things slowly. Number 3 is make a real meal / eat a real meal and eat a vegetable. It is very easy on days that you don't have that much energy to like choose something poorly, order something, or make a choice that maybe you wouldn't make otherwise. If you have the energy and the groceries in your fridge, like cook something. And this can be something like today, I literally had rice and I had pork that I had cooked. And luckily I'd already cooked this yesterday because it needed to be cooked. But I just ate rice and pork and like carrots and cucumbers because that's what I had in my fridge. So easy. And I'm very glad I ate that instead of like random things thrown together or like random snacks throughout the day that then would have made me feel like shit. Follow-up point to that is drink a lot of water. Because I'm at home and I don't typically spend like the whole day at home, I've been chugging water like nobody's business. And there is nothing more refreshing than like chugging water until you can't breathe. You know the feeling, and you're like, you finish taking gulps of water and you're like, that to me is like a hard reset. That is a reboot. I do that if I wake up in the middle of the night, before I go to sleep, when I wake up. If I'm like feeling not great throughout the day, chug water. It sounds so silly. And I know we bring this up very frequently for different types of episodes, but like, that works. And my final point, because with days like this, it's easy to spend time inside. And I think that's great. Like I said, I don't get a lot of chances to just like spend the whole day in my apartment. I love when people say taking advantage of my rent. Like that is what I'm taking advantage of my rent. I have to pay rent tomorrow. Reminder, if you're listening to this is tomorrow the first of the month? No, it is not. Well, if you're listening to this on Monday when this episode is released and you pay rent, like pay rent tomorrow. It's first of the month, reminder. But like I was saying, it's very easy to like get caught up with not going outside, which if you're doing other things, like that's fine. Fresh air is always great. I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if it's windy. I don't care if it's cold. Like put on a jacket, go walk around the block, or like go out and get one thing. Go get a coffee. Go get groceries if you need them. Like literally walk aimlessly. I don't care. Yesterday when I went to go pick up Carolyn and her roommates, she was like, oh, this is great. Like, I haven't, and mind you, it's Saturday night at like, I picked them up at 7 p.m. She goes, this is so great because I haven't left the house in 2 days. I haven't been outside in 2 days. Pardon? And like, she was like, she needed that fresh air, like a dog. She needed to go outside. She was delirious because she was studying, but it's still so funny and crazy and interesting what just not going outside or like switching up your location can do for you. So even if that means like going for a walk instead of like going to a secondary location. Today Karen was planning on going to the gym to like stretch. She didn't have a workout planned, but she was planning on going to the gym to like stretch and walk on the treadmill. And then I was gonna just drop her at the gym on our drive home. But she was like, wait, can you actually just drop me at home? Like, I think I'm just going to walk outside. Like, that sounds better. And I was like, you know what? That sounds a lot better than, like, walking on the treadmill. You get some fresh air. You get, like, different scenery than a ceiling. That sounds phenomenal. So today, I feel like I've had a productive and, like, beneficial day. Like, this was not a negative day. This is not a negative day for me. Even though it very well could have because I have zero energy and did not want to do anything. I still hit a reset on my day. I canceled the plans that would have drained me. I did a deep clean. I picked my space and now it feels very like refreshing and inviting, the whole nine yards. I ate a solid lunch and have drank a lot of water, and that is a lovely reset. Especially for me as someone who I'm like not on a consistent like, oh, it's noon, I'm eating lunch. Oh, it's the, no. I'm like, my meal times will be when I have time throughout the day and when I'm hungry throughout the day. And oftentimes I find myself, I'm so ravenous that I'll like not like plan out a meal during for like lunch or something. So I'm very glad that I ate a real vegetable and real meal today for lunch. Next point is to do your tasks slowly and actually enjoy them. Like, even cleaning your room, like, you can enjoy that. You can listen to music, you can put a show on in the background, and just enjoy doing things slowly and doing a whole lot of nothing. Like, you can still watch a show and scroll on days when you don't have energy. That is phenomenal. But if you mix in some of these other things, that's going to help you actually feel like that was a reset rather than just your lack of energy eating you up. And final point, in some capacity, go outside. Go get a change of scenery, even if it's just 5 minutes. That will completely switch up your day. And the full moral of the story is that you can always restart your day. You can always have a lighter day every once in a while. So I'm not saying that this is like every weekend, this is what you should do. Like, go do nothing, feed into your low energy. No, this is when you have a low energy day and you need it, take it, because then it's gonna hit. If you do this all the time, it won't hit and it won't work like it needs to. If you do this every once in a while when you need it, like, it's gonna hit, it's gonna be super, super helpful. And I promise you're gonna get a little bit of energy back if you do it. But I feel like this is the time when people are hitting low energy. The weather's like still straggling on winter if you're in similar weather. We're up in Boston, so it's freezing cold right now. Not seeing a whole lot of sun. I feel like a lot of projects at work are like either wrapping up and new ones are starting. I feel like just we're nearing a transition time, so it's so valid to feel a little bit lower on energy. And if you do, I'm right there with you. And just think about these few steps next time you have a day like this so that you can make, I don't want to say make the most of it because it's really not that deep, but like come out of it feeling actually reset rather than draining your energy even more. Thank you for listening and for just being a listener and supporting Girls with Goals and Karen and I in general. We very, very, very much appreciate it and are happy to have you listening and a part of the Girls with Goals team that we've got going on. If you have any future episode recommendations or questions or anything like that, feel free to write in at Girls with Goals Pod on Instagram and TikTok. You can also follow our personals at Katherine Kinnean, at Caroline Kinnean on Instagram and TikTok. And that is always linked in the show notes below, so you can just click on over and check it out. We will talk to you guys next Monday, and until then, have a good week. Bye.